This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. FEMA has been sued in Louisiana and in other states for racial discrimination in handling of foreclosed properties. Based on evaluations of 2,300 properties in 38 urban areas between 2011 and 2015, fair housing groups have found that less maintenance was done on properties in Black and Latino areas, leaving blight and reducing value. A recent report from the Massachusetts Attorney General showed that workers and companies that receive health care at less expensive hospitals effectively subsidize those at companies who receive care at more expensive ones. Prime Minister of Japan will visit Pearl Harbor right after Christmas, with President Obama reciprocating for his visit to Hiroshima. New York City has petitioned the federal government to pick up the $500,000 per day security costs of protecting Trump while he's home and working at Trump Tower. Could be $35 million before inauguration. Supreme Court upheld a case brought by whistleblowers that after Hurricane Katrina, State Farm Insurance moved Mississippi claims to federal flood insurance that private insurance should have paid, thereby defrauding the National Flood Insurance Program. Mississippi has a separate $500 million case for similar fraud by State Farm. Former Kansas Senator and Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole, 93 years old, turned out to be the string puller and fixer who set up the call between Trump and Taiwan president for the first contact since 1979, complicating relationships with mainland China. Wells Fargo lawyers are systematically trying to force customers it defrauded into arbitration procedures and deny them their day in court for justice from the company's misdeeds. Angela Merkel, Germany's chancellor, has begun campaigning on a ban of full-face veils for Muslim women. Health insurers groups have fired some warning shots at plans to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, including the need to continue to support subsidies for lower-income families in difficult medical conditions. Google claims that all of its data centers will run entirely on renewable energy by 2017, and that currently it is the largest corporate purchaser of renewable energy in the world. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.